This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
And good morning, Fawn Collette. How are you, young lady?
Good morning, Rhett. I'm much better since you said young.
Pardon me?
I'm much better since you said young lady.
Yeah, that's it. So, Fawn, by the way, folks, Fawn Collette attends a church that I do in Vero Beach, Florida. She's been diagnosed with cancer. Some would say there's a possibility she doesn't have too much longer on this earth, and others might say, well, the Lord's will be done. I've heard of that happening before. Recently met somebody who got such a diagnose, and that was, 30-something years ago, and they're still walking the earth. How you doing, Fawn?
No complaints.
Doesn't do any good anyway.
No, not a bit.
So tell us about you, Fawn, and bring us up to speed on who you are, how you became a believer in Jesus. Was there a conversion when you were younger?
Well, I've always felt like I had a relationship with the Lord. As a child, I would just twirl and dance before him. Always, I can't remember never not loving him. He walked with me. It was as natural to me as talking to anybody, person to person. I never knew the difference as a child. So I always had a relationship with him, but I never knew the word. And being introduced to the word of God really radically changed my life and changed my opinion from religion to relationship. So who
introduced you to the Word of God?
Well, actually, the Holy Spirit. I prayed, and I said, I want to know the truth. I don't want a religion. I want the truth. I want a relationship with the living God. And I said, I don't want to put God in a box, but I don't want to say no to anything that he has for me. And so I just asked the Holy Spirit to open up my eyes, enlighten me, and to allow me to encounter him.
How many years ago did this happen?
Well, feels like 110, but it was probably when I was around 24 years old. So up to that point,
you had a childhood relationship, a perfunctory relationship. You felt it was real. You believed in Jesus, but yet you knew nothing about him.
That's
you didn't
right.
know the scriptures.
That's true.
So some call this a born again or an epiphany experience. What happened? Tell me your story.
What happened? That's when the gifts of the Holy Spirit started manifesting in my life. And I started writing these prophetic, they're not really poems, but they are poetry. Poema is a Greek word for poem, and the Bible says we, as his children, are God's poem, poema. I am a prophetic poet, and a lot of my words that I get from the Holy Spirit, when God directly speaks to me, comes in rhyme, which is very unique, but it happens to more people than you might know about all over the world. And it really is a very, very interesting gift. So when I write, and I write the words God gives me, many times it's in rhyme. One of the first poems that I actually got was when I was in third grade, and it went, "The Lord made the people and the animals too. The Lord made me just as he made you. He sent his son down from heaven above to teach us about him, to teach us of love. He died on the cross to save us from sin. Then he let us live freely, both women and men. So this I tell you how the world did begin, all because of the Lord and his son helping him." Now, I was in third grade, and my teacher sent home a note to my mother and said that I got an F because I had to have made that up. And I didn't make it up, but that's how God writes things.
Well, you don't mean make it up. You mean stole it.
Yeah, right.
Because you did, in fact, make it up. It came to you from the Lord.
Yeah.
But so she was suggesting that you stole it, huh?
Yes, yes.
That it already existed?
Right. And I was the only girl all the way through grade school until eighth grade. So I grew up in a neighborhood where half of the young men were shot and killed on the east side of St. Louis, and the other half wound up in the state pen. Kind of a rough neighborhood. But
yeah.
But God was with me throughout all of it and protected me. So as I opened my heart to him and began to seek him, the Bible says, knock, you know, and the door will be open. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you will find. So I'm not talking about a religion. I'm talking about a relationship. If you want to know the truth, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he'll set anyone free that truly wants the truth.
You know, I wonder, you know, of course, men tend to be tribal, meaning that if they don't understand it, it scares them. And so they start tribes and they say, you know, you have to do this, this, and this, or else you're not going to heaven. And, you know, I'm amazed at the scripture. Recently, what's been on my mind is the one where they came to Jesus and they said, "We did signs and wonders. We prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name." Sounds like a lot of these TV evangelists or these tent revivals, but he says, I never knew you.
Depart
from me, you workers of iniquity. But to others, he said, come in, for your reward is great. You fed me when I was hungry, clothed me when I was naked, visited me in prison. And they will say, we don't remember you, Jesus. When did we do this to you? And they will say, he will say, when he did it to these, the least of my brethren, he did it unto me, come in, for your reward is great.
That's true.
So what I'm getting to today is, of course, on my mind, I've lost three people that I know of in the past couple of weeks to death. And I have a friend of mine who said he attended church for a couple of years, but it was a social thing, and he ended up not going there anymore. And then later on in life said, well, I never really believed. I guess it was just a social thing. Well, yeah, he died just this past week. Now, do you think that when somebody dies, it's possible at the very last moment on this earth that God can reveal himself, Jesus can reveal himself to you? I believe that could happen.
With the thief on the tree, for sure. And yes. He is always there as long as there is breath in us. He is always there, and he's always available. And he's calling out to us. We never really chose him. He chose us before the foundation of the world. So he's a good, good Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're one God.
Yeah, but Jesus plainly said, he said, make sure you are born from above. or
right.
I wish that thou were either hot or cold, but if you are lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So, and people take this thing lightly. There's a TV evangelist I happen to like, but at the end of every show, he says, well, just repeat this thing and we believe you got born again. Well, I don't believe that. I was in my living room calling out to God for a good 20 minutes to a half an hour, vehemently, violently calling out to God, and then surrendering my life with all my entire heart when I was birthed into the kingdom of God. I believe it's no easy thing. I think God is not an easy catch. Doesn't he say, you will find me if you seek me,
with all your heart. Yes.
So, and a lot of people wonder, well, how come it hasn't happened to me? Well, maybe you don't really want it. I don't know what the difference is. Why some people get it and some people don't. So, but I do, I remember reading about this little black boy in Africa, and he was illiterate. And this has to do with your gifting, Fawn. He became a believer in Jesus, and like instantaneously, the entire Bible was in his head.
Yes.
And he could recite everything from the Bible and went about as a young teenager, as an evangelist, quoting the scriptures and bringing many to the saving knowledge of Jesus. So all things are possible. You have a gift of this rhyming thing, which I never heard of till I met you. I have a gift. I see visions. I see, sometimes I've seen the future. I saw 9-1-1, and I have witness to the fact of seeing it days before it happened. I recently said to Barbara, I see a casket with a white cross on it. Someone we know is going to die. Within a few days, we've gotten reports on 3 deaths.
Well, we don't get out of here alive unless the rapture occurs. And it is appointed, and every man wants to die. But the good news is, the moment Christ comes into our life and we are born again, the good news is children of God never die. We step out of this body and into the presence of God. But the Bible says that God wrote our days in his books before there was one of them. He recorded them. So the first time I was diagnosed with the stage 4 incurable lung cancer, the doctor had tears in his eyes, and I said, Don't be sad. I said, I'm not going one moment before my time is up. And I'm not staying one moment after my time is up, because this is not my home.
I want you to go see a video. I have a site called Miracles Are Real. And I just saw this lady. I took this video. It's from the 700 Club, CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network. And I placed it on Miracles Are Real. She, like you, had cancer, which went throughout her entire body. But she prayed and prayed. Well, you have to see the video. And she then had a miraculous encounter and went to the doctor. They took pictures. There was no cancer in her lungs, no cancer throughout her body. So we hear of these things happening. Are you scared right now?
No, not at all. Fear is one thing that the Bible says will never please God. God is not pleased with fear. He's not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. And I have the mind of Christ.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation